Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Brenda. Before I get started, I wanted to record a short introduction for those who A, don't already follow my website, and B, who do not know how I got started. As of this release date, my blog is celebrating its 9th anniversary. It has been incredibly rewarding to experience Miami's growth through the years. As a local, I'm also talking about pre-blog days. I mean, I have been around long enough to remember El Cid en la June. Do you remember that? The blog came about organically. I had already been blogging for a good 6 years on the parenting beat. My son at the time had been diagnosed with autism, and I found blogging extremely rewarding. It was also because of autism that my husband and I turned to alcohol. I mean, food. Kidding. Just kidding, really. Side note, let's get something out of the way. I joke around a lot. Anyway, we understood the value of alone time as a couple. Keeping us strong was imperative as we navigated this new world of special needs. And so we dined and traveled and dined and traveled some more. And soon friends wanted recommendations and travel tips. And it was actually starting to become annoying, to be honest. Hey, tell me where to find seafood, but not expensive, but also romantic and with a view. Okay, for when? Tonight? What do you mean tonight? And exhale. And so the wetpalette.com was born. It helped keep track of my favorite spots, and I loved helping friends find new places to try. This was, of course, before Instagram existed, and most certainly before influencer was a thing. I like to think of myself as a non-influencer influencer. I have to accept the title because readers and diners and followers do get influenced by what I post and write, and I suppose it's just the nature of the beast. Everything about which I post, though, has been selected, photographed, and paid for by me. Full disclosure, when I first started the blog, I did attend a couple of media dines, not understanding how that world worked. And I was horrified and mortified to sit next to 8 others who pulled out a flash to photograph the same dish, and they post about it simultaneously. Hell no, never again. ¿Qué pasa pena? Was I now obligated to say the meatballs were the best I ever ate? No, thank you. That's just so not me and so not why I started writing about food. Fast forward to now, I am super grateful to have a dedicated following and I really enjoy supporting the Miami food scene. Some other things to know, I am Cuban. And even though you can't see it, I am most likely recording and still talking with my hands too, because hello, that's what we do. I often also switch back and forth between English and Spanish, so acostúmbrate, that is just so Miami. I tend to focus my writing more on the fine dining scene, but trust when I say that I eat everything. I will also discuss wine and travel here, as I do on my blog. I decided to give podcasting a try to bring my blog postings to life. I tried the vocal transcript route and it doesn't work properly. How could it when sarcasm and Miamiisms are woven into everything I write? I knew I was in trouble when the transcript automation failed to recognize Dale. She said Dale. Dale? Who is Dale? De madre. Thankfully, I am not new to podcasting. I am already the co-host of another podcast, Disorderly Blondes. That one focuses on my life as a mom of 2 special needs kiddos, and it really made creating this space much, much easier. Last thing, I am passionate about everything I do. I never hold back, and I love with intensity. But that said, I could equally go on rants about any topic, and I often do. So, prepárate. Up next, for my first official food episode, I discuss my annual top 21 Miami restaurants list. Check it out. Thanks for tuning in from my palate to yours. Cheers. Cheers.